Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. Samvad, Together in Conversation. To the ones paying heed, this is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters. As our life's experience, or some would say life experience, would ultimately amount to whatever we have paid attention to. Attention. What is it? Attention is as fundamental as food. What do we do with it? We go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention an excerpt titled Empowering Approach. Human Givens. From a book titled Human Givens, An Empowering Approach to Emotional Health and Clear Thinking by Joe Griffin and Ivan Tyrrell. In this book, the co-founders of the Human Givens approach, Joe Griffin and Ivan Tyrrell, exquisitely describe one of the most important psychological insights of our age. How we all come into the world with a partially formed mind containing a genetic treasure house of innate knowledge patterns, the human givens. We all experience these givens as physical and emotional needs, powerful forces that must be satisfactorily met in our environment if our minds and lives are to unfold and develop to their fullest potential. How these innate patterns connect up with the world and unfold in it determine our own and our family's emotional health and happiness, as well as the maturity and humanity of the society we create around us. To the excerpt. Very interesting, thought-provoking. Please mull over it, reflect on this. At a basic level, all organisms seek nourishment to renew themselves and then give waste material back to the environment to be recycled again and again. Oxygen, the waste gas of plant life, for example, becomes an energy source of animal life. If we look at human beings in the same way as a gardener studies plants, we can ask, what physical, psychological, and social nutriment does this creature need for the successful bringing to fruition of its innate nature? We can also look for what might be preventing these inner templates from connecting to the greater world. But a person is not a plant, and we need not just material, but also mental, emotional, and some would say spiritual nourishment if we are to flourish. And while plants know how to grow, children and adults need structured guidance to optimize their own self-development. Now here I end the excerpt. I am sure that you will thoroughly enjoy reading this book. I would say profound insights, fascinating facts that have been in some form or the other, present in so many traditions all over the human society, but so well distilled and presented that you will thoroughly enjoy reading the book, and it may or definitely will evolve the way in which we think about ourselves and the world around us. You can purchase the copy from the link provided below. If you cannot click on the link or cannot see the link, you can log on to www.humangivens.com, go to the publications section and purchase your copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And as again, if you like reading it all by yourself, do not forget to share important facts, findings with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. So until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.